Hello.
Welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. I got like a scratch in my throat.
I do too.
Well, not like you, but.
How do you know what I'm going through? How do you know?
I'm having a moment. Like there's something in the back of my throat.
I'm definitely got a cold going on for sure.
Didn't you last time too?
No, that was a sinus infection. Yeah. Yep.
Ooh.
You okay?
Sucks to suck.
Thanks.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
All right.
I don't know where that sprouted.
Let's move on.
One of the worst chairs I've ever sat in.
I know, but it feels
I can't
good
hear
there.
Myself now because we're what? So quiet, but we're so loud on the monitor. So
I can hear you.
It's a sacrifice, nonetheless.
You sound great.
From how was hear. Your breakfast burrito?
I still just, have a half left.
You just
and
you ate half of it and saved the other half for later.
Yeah, okay. And then I have potatoes as well.
Just potatoes. Like home fries?
Home fries.
Oh, okay.
But like they're not home fries, they're like the flat, like here. Look.
I find it so silly, like what we consider
look at this.
This is not the topic of the episode, but like yeah, I see it. Like what we consider breakfast foods, like versus other cultures. I just find it weird because like
yeah.
I watch a lot of Asian YouTubers and they'll have like a nice bowl of rice and fish and like all these like
yeah.
ingredients that I guess we would view as dinner
mm-hmm.
most of the time.
Yep.
But they're like, yeah, I'm just eating this. And I'm like, you know what? Go for it.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, I've seen you do it before, just like eating something that I'm like, man, you're having that for breakfast? And you're like, yeah, why not?
Me, personally?
I think, or like other people where they'll just like grab a slice of leftover pizza and just eat
oh,
it for,
absolutely.
For breakfast. I'm like, oh.
Cold pizza is very good.
I can't do cold foods
yeah,
too
then
often.
And you think about like the European cultures where they're like in France. It's mm-hmm. a snack. Like, to us, like, that's a snack. They're eating an apple. That's a snack. Or they're eating, like, a croissant. That's
oh, but
a snack.
That's their breakfast or something?
Oh, yeah.
Their
they
meal?
Have very light. Well, I hate to tell you that we're, like, probably
we
the most unhealthy country.
Well, come on. Some eggs. A little bit of bacon. Not too much. Some yogurt and granola.
Yeah, see, that's okay.
Some fruits, you know.
That's okay, but.
In the ideal American world.
Let's give the reality of the situation. That's not happening.
No.
I'm not eating breakfast, like
at
ever.
Breakfast.
I'm not eating it, you know?
I can't lean back. All right. Tell me some.
What?
Sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. Have you ever been told that you think too much or you care too much? Just one word answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that feel?
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to
Sorry, I'm reading and I'm trying
it's okay.
to
okay.
Like,
I'm trying to gauge what's happening
word
right
word,
now.
But I yes. Okay.
Okay.
You've ever who
It's a crazy morning.
I'm not awake
I don't
yet.
I don't know what's
but
happening.
But I want to be. Okay. So yes, you have been told that.
I have been told
and
that.
It's not felt great.
It's not great. No, because
elaborate. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just because, like, I personally, I go through a lot. I've always been the kind of person to overthink things because I have, like, anxiety, really bad anxiety. Mm-hmm. And
For sure.
Oh, yeah. And I think about things over and over and over and over again the way that a lot of people, I don't think, do. And so I'm also the kind of person to always ask for reassurance, like, over and over and over again about certain things. And they're like, why do you keep bringing it up? Why do you keep talking about it? Like, you're thinking way too much about it or something like that. I'm like, well, you don't understand. You don't understand what I'm going through in my head, what the circumstance means to me. Like, you don't get it. And you're not willing to understand. That's what that says to me. It's like, you're thinking way too much on it. I'm like, well, put yourself in my shoes. If you knew what I was going through, how I would feel about things.
Excuse me, sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, a little
okay. Like, maybe then you would be like, okay, I do understand, and she has every right to, you know, think about it in that certain way, overthink it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's not necessarily like a good thing. Overthinking is not necessarily a good thing, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's not black and white. There's always a good and there's always a good, like a bad thing to something. But no, it's not a good feeling to be told by someone who doesn't get it or refuses to understand, like, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. Like,
exactly.
You shouldn't
they
be doing
see
this.
It as a waste of time.
You shouldn't be doing this.
Which confuses me as a person with anxiety and as a person who does overthink at some times.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you.
Okay.
But I would never tell someone that.
Oh,
I would
no.
never say, and if I have, I probably have.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
I would never, like, I didn't in the intention of, like, you should shut the fuck up. Like, you're thinking way too much. Like, get over
yeah,
it.
No,
not
yeah.
like that. Like, oh, you know, maybe, like, hold on. Like, slow down. Like, let's you know.
Yes.
Let's there's, like, fucking recorded evidence of me out there. Someone being, that's like, what you're I'm overthinking about. Too much. That's but what... it more, like, I feel it in my bones that I have never said that to anybody. Anyone. I gotta wake up. Whew. But, yes. So that's what I'm trying to talk about right now.
Okay.
Is why would you ever say that to somebody?
So,
and I'm not saying this is like, I have a personal vendetta for anyone who ever says that. And I have been affected by it. But in reality, I, like someone asked me, like, are you kind of traumatized by like people X, Y, and Z in your past that used to tell you that? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't even remember them telling me that. But I think so. But then I started to think back at even people like more recently in my life that I've just kind of like that have been phased out of my life,
mm-hmm.
that they have told me straight up like, like you're overthinking too
you
much. Like
to
you're
stop.
Thinking way too far ahead. you're worrying about things you don't even need to worry about. And I'm like, hold on, hold the phone. Where are we right now?
Mm-hmm.
We're in college.
Yep.
And just in general in life, we're in our beginning of our 20s.
Uh-huh.
And we're like back to a couple episodes ago when we're like, oh, we're being forced and it's being shoved down our throats. Like you have to think about the next thing
mm-hmm.
and what you're going to do with your life. And that is, although it's really anxious to think about, it is a reality of like, I can't ignore that. I can't ignore what's around the corner. I
yeah.
can't ignore what's a couple years ahead of me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I worry about it. It's that I like to spend my time thinking about things
mm-hmm.
and trying to assess and be like, okay,
yeah,
how am I going to handle this?
Yep.
Not in like, I don't know what the fuck to do, man. I'm going to fucking crawl into a hole and,
yeah.
and be all like, and yeah. never come out of it and never crawl out of the corner. Like, you know, but that's how they view it.
Yeah.
When you're just having a moment, and this has happened so many times with me, where I'm having a moment, I'm overwhelmed. Someone asked me how I am. And I'm like, fuck it. Like, I need to get this out. I need to vent. I haven't told this person. So here I go. And I do start to get a little hysterical. But it's all factual things that I'm saying. Like, you know, and then this happened, which affected this. So I couldn't do that. And then I'm just like, the world's against me. You know, that's just yeah. a normal feeling. But then they're like, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I'm like, whoa. Like,
yes.
It's kind of like... It's like unsolicited advice in a way, unwanted advice. It's like, I just want to vent. I just want
yeah.
I just want an ear
yeah.
to listen. If I need help, it's kind of confusing though, because if it's like I'm saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I feel lost. Yeah. I don't think that that's still an asking of like, I need your advice. I need your help right now in this moment. Like, tell me what to do.
Yeah.
So I think that there just needs to be a more of a communication on that end, like placing that boundary of like, I just want to vent right now. I don't want you to tell me how to run my life right now in a nicer way. Like, that's just, you know.
Yeah.
And like, all I need is a shoulder to cry on right now. Like, I don't need you to, for a figure of speech, like take me off that ledge and help mm-hmm. me from spiraling,
yeah.
I guess. But no one wants to see their friend spiral. It's a very like convoluted, like multi-layered thing where it's like you want to help them, but by helping them it kind of doesn't help, and then they feel like even worse in a way.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, I know all about that. One of like the worst things that I get told pretty often actually is that I think that everybody, like the whole world, is against me, and that I'm paranoid that everyone's after me, like against me.
Yeah.
Like, I get told that pretty often by somebody who shouldn't be telling me that. And like, I've told them, like, you have no right to say that to me. You don't. you might think that you like you don't understand. I tell them this all the time where it's like you do not get it.
Yeah.
And you do not try to get it. And it's not good for my mental health. It's not good for what I'm going through. And I like no matter how many times I tell them, like I feel like they just keep like when bad things happen, when I'm like losing my fucking mind and I like start, you know, freaking out. And then they're like, stop doing that. I don't know why you think everybody's against you, like this and that. I'm like, well, shut up. You don't understand. You have no right to tell me that.
Yeah.
It might be true, but you have no right to tell me that.
Yeah. Them trying to help you kind of leads to them saying things that don't help your situation at all. And it does beg the question of like, well, should you seek professional help then? You know, if it's not, I don't think that you or I treat our friends as therapists or like expect professional help from unqualified people.
No.
But I think people, when they have their friends come to them in a time of need, they freak out and they're like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to calm this person down, but I want to help. So I'm just going to say whatever, you know, and they get, that sounds like frustration from them being like, just stop, you know?
How about you understand? How about you fucking put your feet in my shoes and actually care about, you know, what's going on in my life?
I feel like a lot of people, I'm not going to say especially our generation because it does vary. And I have seen people from our generation be more courteous than other people or other generations, I guess. But it is kind of hard to find people who do that. It's kind of a dying trait, I think, of being empathetic.
For sure.
Yeah. And yeah, when I'm told that, like, you're overthinking too much, I'm like, dude, I fucking know. I know I'm overthinking. I'm having this moment. You just got to listen to me for a second.
And don't tell me that.
Like, it kind of like overrides everything else that I was worrying about. And I'm like, man, this person, like, just, I'm trying to find the words. It makes me feel like I'm caring too much and that they don't care at all about anything. Mm-hmm. Like literally anything. It kind of in my mind, and this is my own fault, makes me believe that they're heartless in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, how could you not care about this? How could you not care about X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
And it makes me think that they think like, oh, to live a life caring, it's such a waste of time. Like, you should just, like, everyone should not give a fuck. Everyone should walk around being all, like, high and mighty, I guess, and just being like, oh, I don't care. That's a perfect world.
Yeah.
You know?
Not real at all.
And I would rather live caring and feeling an emotion to be empathetic than live a life that's, like, cold and not giving a fuck sort of way.
I love thinking. I love feeling. I love being... it's not the, I guess, correct term. I don't want to say obsessed, but, like, I'll say it. Like, obsessed with just figuring something out for myself.
Yeah.
And thinking about the situations that I've been put in, how things, like, relate to each other. Like, the coincidence, quote-unquote coincidences, even though it's probably something fucking higher than that, to be honest. But, like, thinking about all the things that have been happening recently. And I'm like, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Feels very... What is it called? Very, like, you feel proud of yourself when you do that. You're like, fuck, I did that. I overcame that and I didn't need help.
Yeah.
You know, it is just kind of that is the case for a lot of things in life. You just have to live and figure it out for yourself. And that does kind of seem, I always thought that seemed cruel when I was growing up, like seeing parents watching their kids struggle. And then be like, well, they just have to figure it out on their own. Like, they're just going to have to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that. I still kind of view it as heartless in a way, but I don't know. Let me see. Talk about some. Elaborate more. Tell me about an experience, you know.
Yeah.
In the vaguest way you can.
I don't know. Recently there's been some crazy drama.
You didn't tell me about it after the episode. I'm gonna write that down.
Oh, so my god, like, yes.
Sonia, tell me.
Dude, you're gonna like
tell me about
if I do it right.
Drama.
If I tell these stories correctly, you're gonna shit your pants, dude. Mm-hmm. And you're not even a part of it.
I'm not. Do I know of people?
No.
From there?
No. No.
I'm
no,
totally
dude.
Disconnected.
You're gonna know. You're gonna know.
Okay.
You're gonna.
I'm and a little scared now.
No, it's so fucking crazy. If I do it justice, and I'm afraid I'm not gonna. So I don't get your
I
hopes
trust
up.
You.
Don't.
You never disappoint when I hear stories from you.
Thank you. No, but this, and this isn't even like my drama.
Yeah, you're just a hearsay.
But I am watching everything go down. Like, it's.
Oh my god, my head is. I'm spiraling now. I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out. And that is all I think about.
My bones are cold.
That is genuinely all I think about. And surprisingly, like, Joe's in it with me too. Like,
on the sidelines.
Like, he's with me because we're all in it. We're all in it, but like, specifically me and Joe are like watching. But we're in it. But we're in
talking
it.
About something else, or else I'm gonna have to stop the episode now. Oh my god.
So like we had like a, but yeah, no, that's like something that's like these people have been on my mind for months, for weeks. Mm-hmm. All the situations, and I bring it up to like I'm like talking about like I can't believe this happened. Is like stop talking about it. Why are you bringing it up? Like why do you care? I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious?
Joe,
know what this means. You fucking know what this means.
Okay, next, we gotta move on. I'm gonna have to run like a lap outside.
I hope you believe in a higher, like strong, universal, like power, like the invisible strength theory.
Yeah.
I hope you believe in it because I
in
have
a
proof,
way, yeah, like a butterfly
proof.
Effect.
Okay. Proof. You
gonna write paper
it exists. Yeah, it exists. Let's just say that.
Well, yeah. With the overthinking thing, I think that people need to wake up. People need
to wake up.
No, I'm not gonna sit here and just use this as an opportunity to complain about people in my life and then proceed to not do anything about it. I definitely want to start creating that boundary of whatever it's called of just being like, I don't really want to hear advice right now. Yeah. I just need a shoulder to cry on. That's all. But well, in a personal aspect, I have that issue. I have that issue of I haven't told a lot of people what's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly because it's like, it's gotta be the right moment for me. Like I have to feel like opening up. And it can't just be like a random moment in life of being like, oh, yeah, by the way, this crazy thing happened and I'm struggling through it, you know? So I think it's just the opening of like, hey, can I talk to you about something? Like, can you just be an ear?
Just listen.
You know? So that's something I'm going to try and work on.
Mm-hmm.
I cringe when I think about doing it, but I don't know why. It's just, oh.
I have a lot of pride. Yeah. Like, so I completely understand. I'm like, I don't want to admit this. I don't want to say this. Mm-hmm.
It's not that it's like I don't want to warp the perception people have of me type
of
deal.
No, no.
It's just like, man, I don't want to be that guy to lay this on somebody.
Yeah,
like,
no.
If it's hard for me, it's got to be harder hearing it because then they can't do anything about it. But listen, you know.
It's like kind of how it goes with breakups. Because when someone gets broken up with and, you know, they really like that person.
Yeah, they like, don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
And, you know, they want to be with their friends, but you know what's on their mind all, like, the entire time you're hanging out with them. Like, you're, you know, we're laughing, we're having a good time. But then there's those moments when that's not happening, those quick, like, silent moments. Like, you know, that's what they're thinking about. They're thinking about what happened, how it happened, what they're doing now, like. Or, like, if they saw them, like, earlier that day, like, they didn't say that to, like, they didn't mention that, but, like, they, like.
The friends or the person that got broken up with?
The person that got broken up with.
Oh,
like, you're hanging out with that person, like, they're your best friend.
Exactly, yeah.
Because that is a situation that's happening right now.
Why would the friends be thinking about
that? No, that's happening right now with one of my very close friends, and it's unfortunate, but, and I was telling them, like, breakups are, turn that back on. Like breakups are always, you know, like no shit. They're probably one of the worst things that can happen to someone, like in an emotional, like not traumatic. Well, it can be traumatic. It can be a lot of things, you know, it sucks. It sucks. It just does. And it's a kind of situation where when you are the person that needs to be there to console and be there for like that person that got broken up with, there's not much you can say. You know what I mean? It's a kind of situation where you'd sit there and you listen, or you sit there and you just be there while they cry, when they sob, like anything.
Yeah.
And I make it a point. I've been trying to, where I ask them what they need from me. Mm-hmm. I say to them, what do you need from me right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know what, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, fuck that bitch. Like, that stupid ass.
Let's go get him.
Yeah, like, let's go out. We'll go find someone else. Like,
don't enable it like that. Or...
Yeah, no, because that's not what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, at some point later on, and when they're moving on from it, like, that bitch.
Yeah. In a conversational just
like
manner.
Remember, like, yeah, like, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah,
like,
it's not your time to shine. It's for you to help them out.
Yeah, no. And I said, I had that one-on-one with them. Because I was like driving them to their friend's house. I had that one-on-one with them. I'm like, I'm sorry I've been silent, but I have to tell you, it's not my place.
True.
I said that to them. Like, you know that that is not my place right now. And I know that you know that there's nothing that I can say that will heal what you're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been there, and it's brutal. It's brutal.
And it's tough to say that and admit that, yeah, too. Like, I've heard that before, and I'm like, well, then there's no hope if you can't help me. But it's all emotional junk, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. As much as feeling hurts sometimes, I just, good. Back to that statement again, I would rather feel every emotion that there is to feel than live a life with no emotion and then be at the end and regret that I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
That I didn't experience anything at all.
And I've had my heart broken. Ugh, it's so cringe. But I've had my heart broken a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only 20 years old. I know that sounds crazy, but...
You sly dog.
I... What?
I don't know.
You...
Yeah, I'm only 20. I've had my heart broken so many times. I know.
Because I am a big time lover. I love a lot, and I love way too much sometimes. And you know, back in the day, like in middle school, I had this huge crush on somebody, and I was in love with them. And then I got my heart broken because someone had to open their mouth and tell them that I had a crush on them, and they were my friend, and it was a whole thing. And
and
that happened for like 2 years. I'd cry every day. It was like one of the worst times of my life. Like. Mm-hmm. But I survived, you know what I mean? Like, I felt...
It was a survive and endure.
I was a person, and I'm still that person. Like, I still had heartbreaks even in high school. Like, I had that.
But people view that as a waste of time, because it's like, you could be happy right now. You could be
thriving. Like, you were not middle school. You were in high school. Like, what do you mean you were in love? You didn't know what love is. Like, you don't fucking... Like, you're heartbroken, whatever. Like, okay, you're right. I wasted all that time crying, and, like, heart aches.
Oh, shoot.
Like...
Darn. Never get that time back, you know? Like, oops.
Like,
what do you want me to do now?
Like, get over. Like, we'll get over. You're a child. Like, whatever.
Get out of here.
I love feeling. I love feeling. Mm-hmm. Even when it hurts the most.
Yeah. But I love overthinking in a way. Because it helps me in other areas to think of things strategically.
Yeah.
When it comes to being like, all right, I've got a list of things to do. How am I going to tackle it? Mm. You know, that's when it's like, oh, but, you know, the mail comes around this time, so I can't leave the house until then. And like, it's like planning a spy break-in or something.
Dude, I wish I was a spy. Dude, I hate that I'm getting cold, dude. I'm getting sick.
You have the shivers?
No.
No?
I just have the... in my nose, and like I woke up this morning like having like that weird like dry feeling, but it was like hurt. It's gone now. And I even checked my nodes on my throat. Like, they're not even swollen. Like, I don't know if my I'm getting nodes. Sick. Like, I don't know if I'm getting sick or I'm just, like, going through something.
I've
like,
never heard simple. Someone refer to their lymph nodes as nodes. You gotta take vitamins. That's what I do.
I want to go get a medicine ball. You don't like them?
I'm not a big tea person, so
it's with lemonade
like,
too.
I know, but I get that like
you know what you're
guttural,
right.
vomity feeling because I've had to suck it up like during freshman year when I was sick and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get a medicine ball.
Yeah.
And I was trying to trick myself. I'm like, this will make me feel better. Just chug it, and lemonade. It was just like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like mint and peach tea.
With lemonade. Hot lemonade.
I didn't know there was lemonade in it.
But. Yeah, it's only the base is lemonade. It's not water. It's lemonade.
Maybe they changed it. I don't know. But I can't do
medicine. Maybe I'll just get a regular tea. Do you want to go to the cafe after this so I can talk to you?
Sure. What?
After this, bro. All
right.
Unless you don't want to.
Won't run too long. No, I want to. I've got all the time in the world.
For a second, I thought we can't run too long, as in I can't talk to you for a long time. You're on a schedule.
No.
So I was like, my heart sank. I'm like, fuck, it's gone to this point.
What? That we don't have enough time to spend
that you're
together?
You're too busy to be
no!
with me.
No! It's the complete opposite, man. Yeah.
I have a creative project. Like, for my animal ecology class, she has, instead of like exams, which is amazing, she has us do creative evaluations. Where we can do whatever we want. Ooh. Yeah.
Nap time.
What? What does that have to do with anything? That's a reference I'm missing, I think.
It's this guy. I'm sorry. There's this guy. He's doing a video of himself, and it's like, rainy day in London. Nap time. I've been watching old Super Mega of them playing Animal Crossing. They're back.
They are back.
They're
I was
back.
Just going to say
bros
they're
are back. Because he goes, ooh, nap time. So when he said, ooh, I was like, time. I gotta say, ooh. Go, I'm so sorry.
No, that's go perfect. Ahead. That was beautiful. I forgot what I was gonna say.
I
we might have
you.
To end it there, honestly. I was like, that's it.
What a joke. Go continue what you were saying.
What was it? Oh, yeah, I have a creative evaluation. So
creative evaluation.
I have to figure out like what to do, and I think I'm gonna do a drawing just because it's due on Tuesday, and I was not prepared to do anything. And I'm kind of like lately I've been in a little like creative, what is it called? Like creative, like mind block. I forget what
art
it's called.
Block?
Art block. Yeah. So I've been like,
I've been in that too.
Like what should I like? What do I? What should I do? I want to do something with like animal populations or communities, like with niches. So my first idea is to create a tattoo, like sheet, like flash sheet, with a bunch of like their like species and like their niches. So like,
niches.
What is it called, dude? It's like the honey something with a flower thing. It's like those birds that have evolved into their specific niche where their beak is completely curved, so they can like easily get into that flower, like a flower.
Like a honey creeper. Honey creeper?
I think something honey creeper. Hmm. And I'm thinking like do like a tattoo flash sheet.
Yeah.
And like with the species and their niches. Like I thought that would be cute.
That's not... Oh, okay. They're honey creepers.
Yeah.
They're a little bluebird.
Yeah. Yeah. You see how their beak is curved?
That one's really curved, yeah.
Yeah. So that's specifically evolved for their niche of just... getting like the nectar from
I think hummingbirds
flower.
Are really cool, don't they use their little tongue like
yeah so yeah cute. Exactly yeah so I was thinking about doing something like that. Do you think that's creative enough?
Yeah, I found it. Sorry, I'll show it to you later.
Or do like
so would you do it on fake skin or something?
No,
or?
I'm just gonna do it on my iPad.
So it would just be like a blank sheet of paper with like flash
yeah like you know it? How like tattoo flash sheets
yeah okay.
So there's like an example of like maybe like six like tattoos like
you but can it would get. All be focused around the bird?
Not that bird, but like different species
okay,
that have
sorry,
specific
I'm
niches.
Listening to you, but I'm just like it's just
I'm so it, it's, okay. It's a it's big word.
Big bird, big
words.
Word.
Mm-hmm. But like or the other one was like the specific niches of Pokemon. So I could like draw like the Kanto region or something and like draw like what specific Pokemon like in their niches, like what are they doing? I don't know. I'm on a creative block.
I think the bird would be pretty cool.
I think I might do the tattoo flashy.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just, I don't know of any other like animals that are like that. I mean, maybe like an anteater. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely.
It would just be a bunch of animals that have a, like a big long thing and then a tongue goes out. like the hummingbird, anteater, whatever this bird is.
Do you think maybe that's not creative enough or like specific to like niches or something? Cause
just cool adaptations that animals have, you know?
Yeah, for their niche.
Platypus.
Yeah. You know?
Little frogs, webbed feet. Dude, you know what's underrated?
What?
Salamanders. I love salamanders. What?
I know. I love salamanders.
I saw a video of this little freaking orange salamander. Yes. I'm like, dude, but they also remind me of like gummy worms.
Oh, beautiful. So I kind of want to eat them.
Oh my God. We have to make gummy salamanders. Or like those gummy frogs. Have you seen those? They're like these little, they look so cute.
Frogs.
And a little yummy. I won't lie.
Frogs versus salamanders. There's only one right answer. I'm kidding.
I don't know.
But it's salamanders.
You start a war with that question.
Yeah. Well, ask Dr. Lori. She's going to say salamanders.
Yeah.
And
where are they located? We don't have any salamanders here, right?
Yeah,
more tropical.
Oh, we have salamanders.
Can we go salamander hunting?
So, yeah, actually, right now is perfect. Because you know why? They're wet creatures.
Yeah.
And so you lift up, like, say we're out at Rice Creek right now. Mm-hmm. We're walking. And then we see, like, a tree or a log or something. Pick it up. Salamander.
What if it's a snake, though?
They like dark. You're not going to get snakes out in here. Like,
I saw a snake before.
In this weather?
In the Rice Creek. No,
oh, there's snakes in the Rice Creek. There's like they come out in specific times.
True.
So yeah, you probably found a snake out there actually in this weather. What am I saying? They're all so slimy. But like, you lift up a log. They like cold, dark places.
Hmm.
Cold, wet places.
Maybe I'll have to get my boots on and go out there.
I don't know.
Should do a little research assignment on salamanders.
I can absolutely do that.
Such a good word.
Go to Dr. Lore. I think I'm. After all this time, I'm going back to Dr. Lori. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the herpetology, paleontology queen on campus. So.
Is she related to Jacob Elordi?
Elordi.
Elordi.
O-L-O-R-I.
Sorry.
Yeah. Elordi.
Hard to hear you right now.
I'm also like sick. I feel like do I sound nasally? Yeah, that's what I feel like.
No, it's just the microphone that's just expanding your sickness.
Ugh.
It's all right.
I don't even feel bad. I just know that I'm like got something going on in my sinuses. I feel.
Do you take any vitamins? No. Just you know what I take? I just take an Equate brand of it's cheap, man.
Yeah, no.
Equate brand of like women's one a day thing, and then I take just a regular like vitamin D capsule.
Yeah, I've been told
deficient in vitamin D.
Yeah, I've been told I need to start taking vitamins.
But that's it.
Sometimes
I do notice, I'm like, I didn't take my vitamins today.
Really? Well, because you do something over and over again.
It does affect like my energy just a little bit, but
like turn it down, put it down, or bring you up. Brings you up?
Energy-wise? It brings me up, and
that's
if I don't take it, I'm like, something's a little funky.
What if you're addicted to them? What if you're like dependent?
It's just vitamins doing what they're supposed to. Like, I'll wake up and I'll feel a little run down. I'm like, okay, I'll take my vitamins.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take a little emergency right now. The little emergency packet that's like orange stuff and it's just orange water you drink. And I feel great afterwards.
Yeah. I'm going to drop a little biochem knowledge here. Oh, fucking brother, dude. You fucking nerd. No, so vitamins is short for vital amines.
Mind blown.
What? What?
Is that it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, so actually, you shouldn't be taking vitamins because now your body's dependent on them and you're going to die if you don't. And then the zombie apocalypse is going to happen and then everyone's going to be needing vitamins.
No, that's true. I just didn't want to tell you.
Okay. Well, I guess I just figured it out for myself then.
Vital. Well, that's the whole thing here, right? We're figuring things out for us. We don't need you to tell me. That the world's gonna end.
Anybody? I don't need the media.
I got myself.
No.
I don't need anybody to tell me. Yeah. I got my mind. I think that's all I need.
I think, therefore I live.
That's probably the hardest bar I've heard in a long time. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Drop that bar.
Turns out I'm Shakespeare reincarnated.
You know what I learned in animal ecology? I love that. I do love it. It's one of my favorite things. I love ecology. But apparently, people who, like, New York City, who were, like, obsessed with Shakespeare and wanted to be just like Shakespeare, introduced, like, a invasive bird species in New York City because they just wanted to be like Shakespeare.
So they, what's with Shakespeare and birds?
It was something, I don't know about it. Like, he probably wrote about it, probably put it in one of his fucking plays or whatever. And, like, everyone was like, oh, my God, let's bring that bird over here so we can be just like Shakespeare. That's
like,
true. That's
like
a true
the
story.
People who dress up as Michael Jackson and just are like so encapsulated.
No, like back persona. In the like literally back in the day, like when Shakespeare was around, like in New York City, people were like, we love Shakespeare
oh my
so
God.
Much.
You made me think that people now are
no,
that.
No,
like,
that's
why
like
the
what
fuck
happened.
Are people wanting to be Shakespeare in 2024?
No, like back in the day.
That's crazy. What
yeah.
bird did he have?
I forget it. Well, I forget what
I'm
it was.
I'm thinking like a dove or something.
It's something like that.
This is some sort of Mandela effect.
Okay, I think this episode
Shakespeare.
Is...
We'll finish it off here. Should we figure out Shakespeare's bird?
Shakespeare bird, yeah.
Shakespeare bird? The starling is mentioned once by Shakespeare.
Yes, starling. Yes, yes, yes.
However, it's become one of the most prominent representatives of Shakespeare's birds due to the occurrence in New York City's centuries after his death.
Told you.
Huh. What's a starling?
It's a beautiful bird.
I need to see it. Starling bird. Staying bird. Starling bird. Dude, that's just a regular ass bird. It's rainbowy. It looks like it was dipped in gasoline. It's all rainbowy.
Let me see. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, that's not the bird. It just looks like he's dipped in gasoline.
Absolutely stunning. It's a beautiful
the
bird.
Starling.
Yeah, the European starling is an invasive species.
There's a big old flock of them. Effective on how do starlings affect the human race? Salmonella? Blastomycosis and transmittable gastroenteritis.
Dude, I love animals and I'm happy that it's my life.
It's
now.
My life.
It's my life.
You can't take that away from me.
It's all my right. thing. Okay, we're done.
I'm all pooped out.
We're done.
I hope you got something out of this. Don't tell people that they overthink too much.
Do not. Do
Let
not.
People be anxious.
Yeah. Well,
help them in a manner that they won't.
That won't make them feel bad. Then we'll
just
make
figure
them
it out.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Look up sources on how to help
you. You don't need us. Yeah.
So
need
we're
us.
Not professionals.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Follow us on Spotify and Instagram.
Yep.
I saw that we had a couple ratings, but I couldn't see the ratings. So it's
like good ratings?
We're rated a 3.5 stars.
Out of what?
Out of 5.
But who?
I don't know.
On what?
I don't have
Spotify?
The account. Yeah. So rate us apparently. Don't be too harsh.
What the hell? All
right.
What? That's
we'll
the fuck
see
up.
You later. Bye.
I'm mad.